We want to jump over and have a chat with Dan Perry. Dan Perry is the managing partner of Thunder 11 Communications. It's a communications firm. You specialize in tech and healthcare, but like the rest of us, you're a consumer when it comes to what you watch on TV. And it sounds based on this op-ed you did, you're as frustrated as the rest of us, but you look at it from a much different viewpoint than just complaining. So how are you, Dan? Is he not there? There he is. Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. So how much are you paying every month for your streaming services?
I've actually stopped counting. And I guess, you know, I'm going to try to attack this question from a business and tech perspective. But realistically, what's probably driving my frustration is that I'm a consumer like everyone else.
Right. That's it. Here's the deal. I'm trying to watch White Lotus because everybody at the radio station is watching White Lotus, and I'm thinking, well, I swear I have every streaming service, but no, I couldn't watch it. So then I'm like, I'll get the 7-day subscription, but you can't get it all done in 7 days, and then boom, you're paying another $14, $15, $20 a month for another service for one TV show.
Well, that's right. I mean, the subscription idea was quite viable when it was basically Netflix, the first one to yank us away from TV by appointment to TV on demand with streaming services. But it's a lot less viable when there are so many streaming services and there's no overlap in the content. So that, as you say, if you want to watch White Lotus in the HBO, for Emily in Paris, you need Netflix. For Ted Lasso, you need Apple TV Plus. For other stuff, you need Hulu or Disney or Amazon Prime. And it just goes on forever. It's analogous to the old broadcast channels that we used to get by antenna, except now you got to pay for each one individually. And my point was that this situation confronts the industry with a challenge I recall from the news business, which is from whence I came before I joined Thunder 11. Paywalls have gone up, replacing the old advertising model, which fell apart. But now they're starting to realize that you can't subscribe to everything.
Right. And is bringing up the news service, the news industry. I mean, it used to be when we first, you know, were faced with, oh, there's an online audience. Let's just publish everything that we're doing on the radio station and people can click on these stories. And then newspapers decided like, oh, why are we giving away this content for free? We thought that would encourage them to buy the newspaper, but indeed it didn't. And they found that that wasn't quite the route to take.
Well, yeah, I mean, the original sin was putting everything online because a bunch of internet gurus told them information wants to be free, which is half of the famous thing that also says it needs to be expensive. That was a mistake, probably, because in the end, the advertising model on which the whole house of cards depended proved very fickle, and ad dollars moved to where the scale is, which is search and social. So now, of course, they've thrown up paywalls, and that changes everything about how you consume news. I mean, it used to be, if I showed up in Chicago, I could pick up a copy of the Tribune. But these days, if I want to see from far away how the Bears are doing, I have to marry the Chicago Tribune. I can't just go out on a date.
Dan, you don't want to know how the Chicago Bears are doing.
I was a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I feel very and by the way, one thing I'd point out is that, you know, the news industry now is struggling with new models, and there are, you know, all kinds of operations trying to bundle content and convince the publishers to slice and dice content. And I suppose to a degree that's where it may go with TV as well. But it's interesting to note that the music industry has gone to a whole different model, even though they also have streaming subscription-based services. With the music industry, there's simply a huge overlap in the content, especially music content, but also podcasts and so forth. So you can basically get the same stuff on Spotify and Apple Music, for example, but the product experience, the price structure, and other stuff are a little bit different.
Dan Perry is, he's the author of an op-ed on Mediaite.com, and it says, "The streaming TV model must change." That is the title. And I did love that part where you talked about the music industry, because unlike TV, we don't have to subscribe to one service to hear the Beatles, as you mentioned in the article, and another for the Rolling Stones, which is a situation with The Morning Show on Apple TV or White Lotus on HBO Max.
That's right. And, you know, I'm not sure it's sustainable even now, because although the earnings figures aren't always public for all the streamers because they're part of bigger companies, as far as we can tell, only Netflix is really making a mint off this, and the others aren't. And even Netflix famously is seeing the stock tank because they're losing subscribers. So something here isn't working. And although I have no illusion that changing this, you know, a mammoth industry's revenue model is going to be easy, I have to think that that's where it's headed. And, you know, there's nothing as permanent as impermanence in this world, especially where tech is concerned. And a lot of what is driving this is tech. The move to smart TVs that are running operating systems that are basically the same as computer operating systems and that can run apps that are essentially all these streaming services and pretty much everything else, that is certainly going to significantly affect the business.
All right. Well, everybody laughs at the elder members of their family about the fact that they want to hold on to their cable package. The rest of us have moved on to smart TVs. Will there be, do you think that bundling is the answer? And will we have that option some point down the road when they realize none of these other, I mean, if they're taking a hit financially, then something's got to change.
I think something between bundling and here I'm really dating myself, but the old iTunes model where you can buy things a la carte probably is where it's going to go.
Remember when they said, if you hate cable, you're going to end up paying more, and nobody believed those doomsday people. But here we are. We're all paying more. All right. Read his op-ed, and Dan, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
The op-ed is on Mediaite.com. I know you're frustrated. Everybody's frustrated about how much money that we have to pay for what we want to watch. And I got to tell you, White Lotus, Steve, I found it intriguing because I think you told me you don't have to watch, you could watch the second season or the first season. I'm like, well, that's odd.
Right.
But then I'm like, oh, I get it. You can watch the second season or the first season. And it took me about the first 3 minutes to realize, oh, I get how this works.
It's completely, so are you through both of them?
I'm not through the second season yet. I'm getting there.
Good watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. It really is. And it's I think, the one thing that my husband and I are watching together. So that'll be fun to get into that this weekend. Paul Lisnick, our WGN-TV legal analyst, is going to join us next. Governor J.B. Pritzker inaugurated for a second term. The big party is tonight in Springfield. We'll talk to him about that next. First, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.